God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, the Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We are in the midst of a sermon series I've been calling Racing Towards the Finish Line, because May is a month that brings a whole lot of finishes. It brings graduations sometimes from college careers or high school careers, retirements, the end of a season, the summer is approaching. It's also a month that brings with it a lot of feelings of fatigue, sometimes some senioritis, and a lot of people just feel restless, maybe weary. And so we're going to be talking about how to finish strong over the course of this month, because a strong finish is an important part of the race. So with all that in mind, our scripture reading this morning can be found on page 931 of your pew Bibles, if you would like to follow along. We will be reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Hear these words from the letter of 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Up until the last 2 years of my high school career, I tried to fit in as many sports as I could play. Now, basketball was my first love, so I sort of arranged my sports calendar around that. And so, as it turned out, I could play volleyball, basketball, and track, because the seasons sort of aligned just perfectly. Well, volleyball was the first of the seasons each year. And so I remember by the end of volleyball season, I was in really good volleyball shape. But I was not in very good basketball shape. So I can remember this hard transition every year when you stop picking up volleyballs and instead you pick up a basketball for the first time and it feels like it weighs like 1,000 pounds compared to one of those volleyballs. And I remember dreading those first few basketball practices where they were starting to really work on our endurance, because we would just run up and down the court, seemed like a bazillion times. It was not much fun. I was totally in shape for one thing, you see, but I was not at all in shape for another, because it matters what your goal is. And in order to accomplish any goal, preparation matters. In this day and age, we are blessed by grocery stores. And in this town, Brookshire's. Yay, Brookshire's. Yeah. And anyway, we are blessed to just be able to go to a store and take things we need off the shelves and put it in our cart, and they end up at home being consumed, right? And we don't have to think about how food gets to the store. It just sort of appears magically there. And so we don't think about the process of what goes into making things and how different products are produced. And so sometimes I think it's interesting to think about how food is made and what goes into it. Sometimes it's really interesting to ask those questions. I mean, think about it. How did they get those creamy caramel centers in the center of a piece of chocolate candy, right? It's amazing. Well, what's Spam? I mean, really, how do they make that stuff? You know, how do you make a pickle? Well, that last one, I actually kind of have an idea. I found out that pickles are cucumbers that were soaked in certain juices for a period of time, right? Now, there's tons of different kinds of pickles. So you have to know what kind of pickle you want to produce ahead of time, and that's how you choose the juice that you soak the cucumbers in. Now, cucumbers are basically all the same. You know, they come in different shapes and sizes, but it's how you prepare the cucumbers that determines what kind of pickle you're going to have at the end. Now, several years ago, I was asked to be a guest speaker at a youth rally event. And after telling them how you make pickles, I asked them, what kind of pickle do you want to be? Anybody know? What kind of pickle do you want to be? I know that seems silly because I don't confuse people with cucumbers. But the truth is, we may have different personality. We may come in different shapes and sizes, but we're basically all humans, right? And so the what kind of person you're going to be has a whole lot to do with what kind of juices you're soaking in. What kind of juices are you soaking in? What kind of friends do you surround yourself with? And how do they influence you? What kind of activities do you spend your free time doing? How do you like to have fun? What are you studying, learning about? What do you fill your mind with? What do you watch on TV? What do you spend time listening to on the radio? What kind of job do you have? You see, all these things are juices that you're soaking in, whether you realize it or not. They're influencing the kind of pickle that you're going to turn out to be. Now, if you don't have a goal and you don't know what kind of pickle you want to be, you may not be very selective about the juices you find yourself soaking in, influencing you. It's kind of like trying to run a race blind. But you see, that's not what God has in store for us. That's not what Paul was encouraging us to do with our lives. Do you not know that in a race, the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you might win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. Run in such a way that you might win. Don't run aimlessly. Life is precious, and it is not meant to be wasted. When I was in college, I had a really good friend that I hung out with almost without a break for two semesters. We did everything together. We were like twins running around the campus. We ate all of our meals in the dining hall together. We studied together a lot. We lived really close together, so we would walk to classes. We went to the same church and was in the same campus ministry, and we did fun things together, and we were just together nonstop. And she's still a good friend of mine today. But after spending a lot of time with her over those two semesters, I realized one day that I had formed a really bad habit with her. Together, we had sort of created this sense of humor that probably wasn't great. We seemed to take joy in negative things. We seemed to have a sense of humor about seeing people do things in sort of an incompetent way. And so I found myself looking for things that went wrong so that I could tell her about it later on. Now, I wouldn't have put it in these words clearly at the time, but I found that I was soaking in the wrong kinds of juices, and I was in danger of becoming the wrong kind of pickle. It wasn't who I wanted to be. So I had to make an intentional decision about our relationship, and it was hard. I remember intentionally choosing to spend a little less time with her. And when we were together, I remember making an intentional effort to make it more positive and to refrain from some of the old humor that we had enjoyed for so long. Now, I'll tell you that I'm sure we would have been better friends, closer today, if I had just let it go on the same trajectory that it was going. But I think that we're both better people because of the decision I made. It was a hard decision. But Paul tells us that we are to exercise self-control in all things. What are your goals? What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of pickle do you want to be? Are you soaking in the right juices? to make that happen in your life. It's easy not to think about it. It's easy to just get caught up in all the busyness of life. It's easy to get tired and frustrated and just kind of go on autopilot for a while. But if we want to win the race, if we want to finish strong, we have to run in such a way that we might win. So I'm going to end this morning with a time of prayer and reflection. Because I know how easy it is for us to leave the worship space with all the stuff we might have heard and just get caught up the moment we hit the car with what's next and not really apply it to our lives. And so during this time, I want us to spend time asking God to really help us to look at our lives clearly and honestly. What are your goals? What kind of person do you want to be? Are you living your life in a way that will end with victory? Are there things that you need to change? Are there priorities that you really need to set in order to win the race? I encourage you to spend these next few moments as Josh is playing just praying, however is helpful for you. If you need to move around, do that. If you need to write some stuff down, God's telling you, do that. Just take this time and spend it with God, intentionally thinking about your life and where it's headed.